Okay, our friends. So today, to stay on track with our lovely Valentine's Day themed books, we're going to be reading one called Love You by Heart. This story was written by Peter H. Reynolds, and it's read today by Mommy and...
Who are ya?
Happy little puppy.
Happy little puppy.
Happy little puppy.
I love that. Well, come here, little happy little puppy. Let's have a story, shall we?
Bark.
Bark. Here we go.
Nick.
Aww. I loved you by heart, even before I met you. I've loved you always. I've always loved you.
Nibble, nibble.
I love every morsel of your being. I love every smile, every blink. I love you by heart. I love your toes, your head, your nose. I love you by heart. I love you, love you, love, love, love you. Plays over and over in my head. You are my song. And in the picture, we can see this heart dancing with this other little tiny heart. I feel like there's quite a bit of love here, don't you? I love everything about you. I love all your ways. I love all your days. Your good days. Your blue days. Your funny days. Your grumpy days. Your rainbow days. I love everything about you. I love how you make me smile, make me laugh, make me swoon. I love you by heart. I love everything about you. Your triumphs and joys, fumbles and falls. I'll take it all. I love you in the morning. I love you all day. I love you in the evening. I love you in my dreams. I love your voice, your stories, your yawn, your sleeping purr. I love you.
Always have.
Always will. I love you by heart. And friends, there's a note here at the very end of the book, and it is from the author. And the author has this to say. It says, unconditional love is rare. Do you know what unconditional love is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So unconditional love means you don't have to do anything to earn that love. And there's nothing you can do to lose that love either. You will always have that love, okay? And that's why it's rare. So you should cherish it and savor it. How lucky are we to love and be loved? So take the time today to reach out and share your love in some unexpected way. And so today, before we say the end, I would like to challenge you to think to yourself, how can I show love to the people around me? How can I show love to the people around me today in ways that they wouldn't expect? Could I make breakfast in the morning for someone I love? Could I help them by setting the table? Could I make their bed for them? How about if I left a love note for them in a special place where they would find it? Or if I gave them a big squeeze to tell them how much I love them? Oh, hugs are really great. Or can you think of another way that you could show someone that you love them? Maybe I could make their favorite snack and put it on their favorite plate for them. What do you think? Can you think of a way to say that you love someone? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Be a happy puppy.
You could pretend to be a happy puppy.
What could a happy puppy do to show their person that they love them?
Happy puppy can cuddle.
Yes, you could cuddle.
That's happy puppy can hug.
Yep, hugs would do it. Anyway, you do it, my friends. I hope that you do it today and show the people around you how much you love them. And this is
Happy Puppy Day.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.